God's cure for inferiority complex. Okay. For an inferiority complex. All right. So we start by saying that the believer is multidimensional, right? That means there are different parts to your life. And that must reflect in our messages. It must reflect in how we conduct ourselves in the church of God. That the believer is actually multidimensional. For example, you come through the scriptures and you see that Peter was a fisherman. Right? Apart from being a fisherman, he was a disciple. Those are two different things. So to Jesus, he's a disciple. But he has a job. He's also married. He's an husband. At least we have a record that Jesus visited Peter's house, right? And he healed who? His mother-in-law. Right, good. So, he has a mother-in-law. He also has a brother. What's his name? Andrew. Thank you. So, in 1 Peter, you have, to someone is his brother, to another is his husband, to another is his son-in-law, to another is a disciple, to another is a colleague, fellow fisherman. He is multidimensional. We had that with Paul. A lawyer, tent maker, a disciple of Jesus, who also has a family. There's some people think Paul just came from heaven. He's recorded actually that he had a sister, unnamed though, but he had a sister. I would have loved to know the name. Maybe Paulina. But he had a sister who had a son. I think you find that in Acts 16. Either Acts 16 or Acts 23. One of the two. Before the end, my brain will scan it. But Paul had a sister. So, the believer's life is multidimensional. And so when you look at that, that means there will also be different spheres of life. You have a spiritual life. Like we all do here. That means you have a part of you that is about your faith. Of course, it influences every other thing you do, but it's your spiritual life. It's how you fellowship with God, fellowship with other believers, what you believe in. You also have your academic life. If you're a student, which I believe we all should be at every stage of life, amen? Even when you're already working, you should still be learning something regarding your profession or otherwise. You should always be learning. I mean, once they find a job like this, that's the end. You will now become Babai Saleh. You don't know anything. They just know that you are the first person that they employed, and you have refused to go anywhere. you have your academic life. If you're a student, you know what I'm talking about. You can't have an exam. I remember one of my friends who studied philosophy, and one of his, I think, final year exams, he was asked to prove that there is no God. He had A1. I mean, this person was a fellowship pastor on campus. He had A1. He was writing it. Because, imagine he said he proved that there's no God. That was not what they wrote to. No, there was the way they would color it. It is a mystic. Kinikon. He understood the assignment. And he had A1. But imagine he said, no, there is a God. Someone ran. They don't give him F9, it's G10. Because that's another part of your life. It's academia. You don't go to work, they say send an email. You don't send the email, that's I'm praying. I know that God will convince the client. But send the email, send the documents, send the proposals. Which one is God will convince them to reach out to us? That's another part of your life. Do your job. Amen. You're employed as a cleaner. That's like, I trust angels. Angels will do this for me. You are not a serious cleaner. You are a teacher. God will just give these children wisdom and understanding. Obviously, you don't have it. Because you should be teaching them, not be praying for them to have wisdom and understanding. Teach them. And they will understand. There are different spheres to your life. There's also the emotional part. Have I met people who understand their faith and their faith is well grounded in Christ and they have good academic life, but their emotions, yeah, here and there, nothing to write them about. Always sinking. Yes. Because you have not taken a hold of that part of your life. And that's why we're looking at inferiority complex, for an example. Many times we have believers who are struggling with who they are and what they can actually do. These are some of the things we don't admit in the church. As I said last week, every one of us will come here, lift up holy hands. You know, we have smiles on our faces. Hi, welcome to church. Hey, how are you? Even give a hug. But deep within, there's a struggle about, am I enough? Can I actually do this? I'm not good enough. I'm not old enough. I'm not young enough. You know, as you have people saying, I'm getting old. Some people are complaining that their own excuse is that they are young. There's always an excuse. Amen. But we trust that after this teaching, you will see who you are in Christ. Amen. And you will level up. Amen. So, because one of the greatest battles the Christians face is not even the enemy outside. It's a struggle with who you really are. That image inside. Sometimes people stand before opportunities and progress and they are paralyzed. Paralyzed by feelings of, will he ever work out? Maybe you've asked yourself before. Don't raise your hand, don't worry. I don't speak much. You've asked yourself before, will it ever work out? You know, there are times like that. Can I actually do this? So yourself just tells you, go and follow up on that person. You go and preach. This one, they don't know me. Is it because my tongue is loud? There's that struggle. So we want to see who we are. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1. Are you there now? I asked you to open that and I was not there myself. That's not too good. Okay. There now. We start from verse 4 and we read to verse 10. The entire church. Jeremiah 1, 4 to 10. Good to go? Let's go. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came out from the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet unto nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. For you will go to all that I shall send you. And whatsoever I command you to speak, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have said, this is said over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, and to build and to plant. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we have a young prophet. But there's nothing really like a young prophet. A prophet is a prophet. The call of God is not a function of age. Same way you don't have a young teacher. He's a teacher. That young that you put there, it's your own appellation. Same way you don't have doctor, missus. A doctor is a doctor. I'm looking for doctor, missus. What does that mean? Engineer, missus. You know, in Nigeria, we like a lot of titles. So we have here a prophet who God says, I want to send you to the nations. Then he said, I'm too young. I'm a child. What am I going to say? And that sounds familiar with a lot of us. We see the same recurrent theme in the Bible. Remember Moses? You will go to Egypt. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Come, come, come. Hope it's not what I'm thinking. I said, what are you thinking? Just tell me it's not what I'm thinking. Say, which Pharaoh? God said, Pharaoh. Is there another Pharaoh in the world? Is there another Pharaoh in Africa? Moses said, the one I ran away from. God said, yes. Then Moses suddenly remembered that he's not eloquent. Remember, the non-eloquent Moses was the one that saw two ladies by the well. Amen. Abi, how did you think he got to Midian? Two ladies came to fetch water. One guy, Agbero, came to harass them. Non-eloquent Moses stood for them. What? Why? Why? What we do? How we do that to them? He was eloquent when he was toasting woman. He was eloquent when he met their father. Abi, how did he say, can I be staying with you? He said something. When he wanted to marry Zipporah, very eloquent. Amen. You know that you see some brothers in church, he doesn't talk. Just so gentle. Then he just comes to you and says, sir, can I see you? There's a sister. Eh? Brother, can you, I thought it's only prayer. The only thing that comes out of your mouth is tongues. Sometimes I toast. Amen. It's not just tongues. Sometimes I use the mouth to toast and it's not bread. Like bro, when I married, I used to think he was gentle. Amen. Till he came. He stole my aburo. But it's fine. We release it. We leave you to that. Hallelujah. Moses said, I am not eloquent. God said, you are eloquent. And he led millions. So we said, sometimes God's opinion of us and our opinion of ourselves don't match. And the onus is on us to level up. Jeremiah says, how can I be a prophet to the nations? Can't you see my age? Show my age, meaning. I can't do this. That's how you can do it. We must break the chains of insecurity and inferiority. Remember Gideon? We looked at Gideon last week too. Judges chapter 6. God told Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor. What did Gideon say about himself? I am the least in my father's house. How many times do you call yourself the least? Maybe because of the past. Things have happened before where you made mistakes, where you messed up. In fact, look up. For most people, especially of African origin, it is what parents have said. And those of you who are parents, I'm going to counsel you. Watch what you say to your child. Watch it. No child should have coconut head. You call it coconut head, coconut head, coconut head. Fish. Orieja. And you're wondering why out of 35 in class, by God's grace, it was 34. Because the 35th person did not come to school. So did not write the exam. Oh, you say, Orieja, do you know how empty the head of a fish is? It's full of nonsense. It's one big eyes. Watch what you say. Some of us probably grew up in those environments. will never amount to anything. I've heard parents say that to your own child. If this is how you want to continue your life, I pity your future. The way you are going to serve your mate. And suddenly everybody starts wondering how the person is struggling. I pray for those who had such backgrounds. You are free in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. No negative word. We form your world. Amen. And so some grew up with that already in mind. Nobody wants me. Maybe in your own house they show favoritism. And their parents will do that too. And so you have battered a child's esteem already from the get-go. He or she feels unwanted, feels unneeded, especially second born. No, all those middle born. Watch. How many of you are middle? You are in the middle. Prophet is no one puts middle. You are in the middle. You are in the middle. Prophet, you are the tail end. Don't worry. Both of us understand. Middle care. Don't let me talk here. Why? Because firstborn, they shout at the firstborn. Probably curse. All the responsibility. Lastborn, they pamper. Me too. Even if you leave the house for 10 days, until they want to wash plates, they might not remember you exist. And I've had parents ask me before that, is it possible to actually like every child the same way? Very likely, maybe not. I'm saying it should not be a significant. You get what I'm saying? It can be most of your parents are guilty. But I know some parents would do it very well. Very, very well arranged. Every child feels that the favorite. That's how to do it. Amen. As you are calling this one, say, don't let your brother know. Call the sister, your brother too. Don't let your sister know. This one feels favorite. This one too feels equation solved. Or better still, don't do anything. Don't let your both of you come here. Don't let each other know. Take. Because those things have a way of forming people's mentality. How many times have you questioned yourself if you're on the right path? If you will ever amount to it, really. And I'm telling you this morning, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Amen. All right. So, we saw with Gideon. We saw with Israelites. They went to spy a land. I said, Moses, we are back. I said, you have been back since. You didn't come to me. He said, we are thinking about how to even start the report. He said, is it that serious? So, when we start, you will know. He said, yeah, go. Then nobody's talking. He said, start. I don't even know where to start. He said, what's going on? And I said, yeah, we'll talk. If everybody doesn't want to talk, see. In life, wisdom is profitable to direct. In life, you win some, you lose some. Sometimes before you even start to win, you don't lose. This one is not a win-win case. It's a lose-lose case. We are like grasshoppers. You know that I like to talk facts. You know what I mean? I like to talk reality. I don't deceive myself. I'm a realist. There's a word they use for that. There's a word for... Is it pragmatic, yeah? Yeah, close to it. Over some pragmatic or genus realistic. Alright. So me, I say things the way they are. Moses, if we dare go there, we will not come back. It's better we just stay in this land that we are in, safe. Should be we have Ugu here. We have that one, it's probably Mika and Onio. It's also flowing with death. They said it in front of the entire Israel. Everybody started crying. Okay, na 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 na. Okay, where? They were crying. Ijilile ode yo. Then Caleb said, "We are well able." The other spies said, "We are not able to overcome the inhabitants of the land." Caleb said, "We are well able. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you begin to see yourself how God sees you." Amen. You know what Caleb said? He said, "If we follow God's word, these giants are like bread." Numbers 13 and 14. These giants are bread. Are you listening to me? So sometimes, if I'm not eloquent enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not old enough, I'm not gifted enough. See, it always appears like there's always a reason to not step into God's call. How am I going to serve God? I don't even have money enough. How am I going to advance in my career? I don't even have gifts enough. I don't have talent. You don't have to have any talent. What's the talent of Elon Musk? In the draw. What's the talent? I don't have talent as I am like this. Maybe I will discover one tomorrow. I can't sing. I can't paint. If I paint you, you look like devil. What else? Maybe skills. Skills are different from talent. If you can blow saxophone, you can play the keyboard. That one is not a talent. Except it gets to some level. You know, it's a talent. It's a skill. It's something everybody can learn. I mean, natural born talent. You can. Some people can dance. Have you seen what we dance in this church? Have you seen Prophet dance before? You pity him. That one is the real example of we are like grasshoppers. So talent is not the real deal. It's about knowing who you are. And I'm saying this both from the spiritual perspective and even in the natural. Never, never cut yourself short. Never say, "I can't do this. I will never be able to do it." No, you can. You can. God cancels insecurity with his word. Jeremiah said, we just read it, "I am a youth." And God said, "Do not say that I am a youth." So one of the ways of overcoming inferiority complex is what you say. We're not picking this one from anywhere. God says, "Don't say this." Jeremiah said, "I am a youth." God said, do not say, "I am a youth." So what will he say? He will say what God has said about you. "I am a prophet to the nations." That's what God said about Jeremiah. We saw that in verse 5. "I have ordained you a prophet unto the nations." That's who I am. So while you're looking at excuses, God has already given you a name. You are chosen. We sang that song earlier, Abby. "I am chosen." Did you sing it today? Yeah, but you know this song, Abby. "I am who you say I am. You are for me." Let's begin again. "I am who you say." Play for me. Let's sing it. "With the sun sets free, is free indeed." It's your song, yeah? Okay. "Who am I that I ask him?
I was lost when you found me.
Who is love for me? Yes, it's love for me. Wait for this play. Have you found it? Lord, I'm all up. Please help me out.
Who am I that the highest King will welcome? You brought me, oh, he's love.
If you know, you sing it.
Oh, he's love for me.
Who the sun set free?
Who the sun set free? Oh, he's free. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. The Father's eye, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Who the Son sets free, who is free. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In the Father, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me.
Amen. Amen. Oh, the air. All right. So, you sing those songs often. Not that kind of song. You know, in the Father's house, there's a place for you. Amen. Yeah. Nobody has changed lyrics. But if you're looking at the body of Christ, there's a place for me. Amen. That is also the Father's house. Come, prophet. Come. In the Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm not useless. I find purpose in Christ. I will make impact in the world. I will. 31st of August 2025, I'm telling you now, I will make tremendous impact in the world. I don't just come and go like that. I've got a purpose. Hallelujah. God told Jeremiah, do not say. That means there are things you don't say. There are things you don't say. You don't say, I will never amount to it. Maybe I'm just not the one. Maybe, I've heard someone say before, say, this life, that kind of life is not for people like me. And he wasn't even talking about wealth too. I think they were talking about getting a car and, you know, so someone's asking Nigerian dream. That was the Nigerian dream. We have the American dream. Some of you don't know what the American dream is, but it's fine. That was the Nigerian dream. So someone has said that Nigerian dream, that would be, you settle down, you've got a good family, needs met, bills paid. we know what the Nigerian dream is. Well-paying job. Or business or whatever. And guy just said to me, he said, ah, that one is foul. He said, let me just see one room safe. He said, in my life, I don't even need much. Let me just see one room safe. Put wife and children. Say, that kind of life you just mentioned is not for people like me. Do not say. That means there are things you say that automatically does not match what God sees about you. God told Jeremiah, don't say, I am a youth. Say, I am a prophet sent to the nations. The question is, what are you saying? Oftentimes, many they are caught in the web of describing themselves by their past mistakes. Every time you're about to progress, the only thing you think about is the mistakes you have made in the past, the errors, but you're not your mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm saying it again. Everybody born of a woman makes mistakes. That does not define you. Gideon said, I'm the least. God said, no, you're a mighty man of valor. You must level up. You must start seeing and saying exactly what God has said about you. See, God has put greatness in you. Let me talk like motivational speakers more. God has put greatness in you, and you will live up to it. I'm saying it again. You will live up to it. Paul said, I have finished the course. I'm done with the race. Paul said, I have finished. Some finished the course. Some, they are just finished. You will not be finished. Hallelujah. So you must see yourself the way he sees you. In Colossians 2. Colossians chapter 2. Don't forget, I already mentioned some scriptures that you should look into. Judges 6, Numbers 13 and 14, Exodus 4. When we're talking about Moses, Exodus 4. The spies, Numbers 13 and Numbers 14. And then we looked at Judges 6, 15. Then Jeremiah 1, verse 4 to 10. Turn back to Colossians 2. We are still going to take that song again. So, display. Make sure that it's close by. So, watch what you say. God told Jeremiah, do not say. What an instruction. Do not say. Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10. We read together, everybody. Want to go? Want to go, everybody? For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of the principality and power. Say, you are complete in him. Turn to him and say, you are complete in him. Say, you are complete in Christ. Say, you are complete in Christ. You are not missing anything. You are not missing anything. Amen. Amen. I was almost starting to say, you're not a better half. Hallelujah. You are complete. Never let the devil tell you a lie. Say, hey, the issue with you is that you have some things, so, but you're not really complete. No, I'm complete. I'm complete. Full package. Hallelujah. Full package. Full package. I'm complete in Christ. Thank you. I'm complete in Christ. Because the devil will try to sell you lies. I call it sell. And tell, you know, sometimes, you see, you, the issue is, no. I've got no issue. God's word is my reality. If he says I'm complete, I'm complete. If he says I can do it, then I can do it. If he says I can serve him, then I can serve him. Nothing is going to stop me. Like he said to Joshua, nothing will stand before me all the days of my life. Nothing. Absolute nothing. No mountain is sufficient enough. I am who he says I am. So he says, you are complete in Christ. I say, you are in the new creation. You are chosen. You are empowered. You are seated in heavenly places. You don't live below who you are in Christ. There are folks who operate below. Jesus showed us. He showed us example of a divine life in humanity. What miracles? He healed the sick. He taught. He preached. He visited people. He had friends. You are completing him. So stop seeing yourself as low. Stop seeing yourself as not enough. And that often starts with comparison. I showed you last week in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's just quickly go there. Stop comparing yourself with others. 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. That means those who compare, they are not walking in wisdom. Every time you're, I'm not saying don't admire the good in people. But when you're always on Instagram, looking at the latest cars, technology, technology, you said this car, if you press this button, it will fly. You said this one, if you press this button, the color of the car will be changing. You can use it to match every color you are wearing. The car can even turn to a direct. Technology. You now start thinking. One day I caught myself. I saw one car. Oh, very, very nice car. I said, that my house is here, Riley. Let me interpret what I just said. Which kind of work? As you all know, I'm looking for work. Amen. I said, which kind of work will I now have to apply for now to get this car? I'm not looking for work before that one happens. Shannon Pastor. I'm sorry. I'm not. That was a joke. I beg. Don't send me job. You know? So I was thinking, I immediately asked the question myself. I said, come. Hallelujah. Stop comparing yourselves to others. Some of those you are comparing yourself to. Someone that was born, and immediately was born, they already willed 5 billion naira to him in 1999. They have invested 5 billion naira in 1999. You are coming in 2025 and saying, what can I do to be like him? You cannot do anything to be like him except to go and be born again. It is not, see, don't compare yourselves. It will steal joy and it will, is the breeding ground for inferiority. When you start to compare. You're comparing someone else's husband to your own husband. You're comparing someone else's wife to your wife. Why? Why are you blind when you are marrying? Is it ShopRite? You took the wife from. You said, bebefe now. And now you don't like what you bebefe. You did one there. We bought clothes too. In fact, yeah, we bought clothes. You soak up. Amen. You say, ah, you are all I want. You mean the world to me. You said every sweet thing that is in Song of Solomon. Your eyes, in your eyes I see ocean. Oniro. You are going to do check for glaucoma. In your eyes I see ocean. Ocean. I see the body of Christ. When I look at you, I see the body of Christ. Lady. After seeing that, after 2 years, you're already comparing. And this was not how I married you. There's no how you marry someone. When the person starts giving birth and all that, this will change. Amen. I'm not saying you. Things will change. Hallelujah. You two that you married brother six packs that prays in tongues. You are dozing him with fufu. You know, say it's not one amusement park. You're not the man I married. Now I marry a six pack. Oga, the man you married was hungry. Stop comparing. Some ladies even compare their own body. Now you are doing BBM. They are taking fast from your stomach, putting your bonbon. To what end? Amagba. Bojota. You pass by your because you're not even going to do it in a good place. Why are you comparing yourself? Bible says those who compare themselves with others are not wise. Even in ministry. Comparing yourself. I'm not saying don't be desirous of good things in others. Of course. If you are not ambitious, you'll always be down. You have to be ambitious. You have to always want more. You will never be down. Amen. But in the name of being ambitious, don't be discontented. Don't walk in greed. Is every car you like? Is every house you like? Don't compare yourself. Before you know it, you start seeing yourself as, hear what Pastor even said in church. He even said, I don't see anything that should make you start going and be looking for how to get money at all costs. Any sermon that inspires you to go and be looking for money at all costs is not from God. The emphasis at all costs. All. At job cost is fine. You can't be living in church and be saying church should be paying all your bills. It will not happen, no. I'm just saying it now. If you are, in case you are a first timer, you want to do igbele, there's no igbele. Go and bail your own inile. Can do igbele in your house. You say the church will not be giving you pineapple and banana. Wound your fear. It cannot happen. Amen. Settled. Up of Jesus. Get a job. And focus on your job. Mind your business. That's what Paul told the church in Thessalonica. Mind your business. You are not effective in the one job you are on now. You are looking for how to increase salary from 200K to 800K at once. Without any skill, without any upgrade. You are a thief. You should be in the house of assembly. Hey. Slip of tongue. That's a slip of tongue. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Why are you laughing? I'm sorry. You should be in the gang of thieves. Hallelujah. Thank you for money at all costs. Yes, some believers say, hustle, grind. Where's Brother Ayo? Where's he? I'm talking about. Where are you? No more meaning. Some people are looking for him. I will not show you the person I'm talking about. I've seen the person I'm talking about. It's Monday. The grind. It's not easy status. He has stopped that. He said, stop small. We are winning him. Grind. Because you have to make money. That's the truth. I appreciate those kind of things. But I'm saying, not at all costs. Thank you. Don't compare yourself with others. That's how you want to call you keke. Don't use someone else's time to work. I'm not talking about wristwatch. I'm saying, don't use someone else's lifetime. I say, at age 35, this person already had this. I must also have it. No. He makes all things beautiful in his time. The Ozu Kingdom. HK. Is that not the meaning of HK? Or am I wrong? You know the meaning, so tell me. Who knows the meaning of HK? I hear HK a lot. Bro, I promise. Talk now. You know it. You don't know it. Leolua. Who knows the meaning, please? Ozu Kingdom. It's HK. Mulo HK, HK. And you are going to do fraud. I'm not saying, bro, promise to do fraud, though. I say, Pastor, now called him. Now I'm saying, because I expect him to know the terms. He's a guy now. He's a young guy. Me now, I cannot know any time. Once I go to the office, I come back. But one of the security was telling me, I wanted to see you, sir. So you didn't see me from Sunday till yesterday. He said, I didn't see you. You said you wanted to see me. He said, anytime you go inside, I know that's all for the day. If I come back from work by 5, you're not seeing me outside again. That's all for the day. I said, there's another thing to attend to. Amen. But some of you, you come back. After 5 minutes, you're out. To where? No time to put your life together. No time to even think. A believer, you're doing fraud. Now say, they stole our forefathers' money. Your forefather that was poor. Your own forefather, what did he have? He said, they stole our forefathers' money. We have to take it back. The one they've taken is enough. As unbelievers who they validate that. Validate UKOP. UKOP culture. UKOP is not a fishing term. UKOP is a Greek word for prostitute. Because that's exactly what it is. You sell your body for money. In the name of you want to buy Boone Street. The bone is straight, but your brain is not. The air is fine, but your life is not. Sell your dignity, your pride as a lady. Every type of boy can chat you. You have no standard because you just want to. You are digging a well of inferiority. Stand tall. You are a child of God. Stand tall. Chin up. Chin up. Put your head up. Raise it. You have no reason to be looking down. Be ambitious. Be hardworking. And God's favor will find you. You see, that comparison of always wanting to be like every other person. We grind. We grind. Today we grind. The people that are grinding, they are not typing, we are grinding. Dangote is somewhere. begging for some land again. Give me, let me turn to another pot. You not sit on status, we grind today. Go and mind your business. That 1 minute I used to write, grind. Also, may EFCs not come your area. Leave your house alone. You hear some nonsense. Why would you want to go to EFCC? You compare everything. By the age of 30, this person has done this. I will also do it. Sometimes you validate it because it's my sister. I'm going to follow part of my sister. You have nobody's part to follow. Let God write your story. Leave God to write your story. Are you listening to me? Stop comparing yourself to others. Speak the right things over your life. Proverbs 18:21 says the power of death and life is in the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. It's in the tongue. Those who love to eat the fruit thereof. God told Jeremiah, do not say. There are things you don't say. For example, I'm not a fan of the phrase, we die here. What kind of statement is that? We will not see death in Jesus' name. Why is it we die here? We die here. We die here. Only in the name of you want to be street. That's not street. That's foolish. You can change it to we live here. Amen. Or we thrive here. We die here. You see this thing? We die here. Do not say we die here. Hallelujah. Do not say I'll never measure up. Do not say I don't think it'll ever be my turn. Do not say. I told you last week you're lucky. You're a lucky person. You know, people think, some of you are here. You have always said, I don't take chances with luck. Anything luck, because I don't always have luck. I don't. No, I'm a lucky boy. They tell me, take a chance on it. If you have luck. If you be lucky about it, I'll take a chance. I'll be lucky. Amen. Things don't jump me. Good things don't jump me. That's why I don't like kidney. I like going straight to the point. You know, if they say they should choose randomly now, they will not choose me. No, they will. Why will you think that? Do not say. And that treatment was even working for everybody. That drug, it doesn't work for me. Why? The drug recognize your face? You're a lucky person. So there are things you do not say. You must turn the scriptures to your affirmations. I can do all things through Christ and strengthen me. All things are possible. I'm not down. And I'll never be. I'm not down. I'm not down. I'll never be. God's powers are working in my body. You see, that's who you are. Some saying, if it be. No. It will be. Pray for me as I close. See, God is with you. Also, surround yourself with people who affirm God's word. Surround yourself with people who affirm God's word. Proverbs 27, verse 17. It says, iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. Don't surround yourself with people that will talk you down. Don't surround yourself with people that have already given up on life themselves. They themselves are not looking for anything good.